Hey! Don't hate me. You're always all over the place.
Okay. Welcome to the first episode of Confused and Utterly Insane. Sorry if it was a little bit chaotic.
You mean you being late?
Right, right. Tell you guys a little bit about the background of why I made Confused and Utterly Insane and how it came about. The only reasoning behind Confused and Utterly Insane is really because I was having a mental breakdown. I can laugh about it now, but it wasn't funny. I was actually having I guess it wouldn't be like a midlife crisis. I'm only 21, so I guess early 20 crisis maybe. And I was like, man, it sucks to be like very multifaceted and wanting to do a million and one things. Like there's just so many things that I want to do. I'm into modeling, I like music, I like to paint, I have a business, I'm a business owner, I own a skincare brand. Like, there's just so many things that I want to do, and I feel like they're all, like, big passions. They're not, like, little things. Of course, like, you know, painting is a little hobby, but, like, having a business, that's a big thing, you know? If you want to be serious about modeling or acting or anything like that, that's a big thing, you know? And it's hard to want to pursue everything, because you can't, in a sense, right? So I was like, I don't know, like, what direction feels like the right direction for me. Like, I don't know if it's easier to follow my dreams when it comes to my business, or is it easier to just follow suit, you know, with modeling, or should I do this or should I do that? Or I had to really like sit back and be real with myself and be like, Destiny, well, like, what makes you feel happy? Like, what is something that you would want to do even like for free? If it was 10 years down the line and you maybe made no money from it, but you were just there and happy to be in that environment, what would you do? And when I sit back and I ask myself that, I feel like I always come back to creativity, right? Because I'm such a like creative at heart. I love to create things. I love to make things. I love fashion. I love editorial things. I just love anything of being in that field, like of graphic design. I just love watching creators be themselves and find different ways to be themselves on the internet, especially when everything is so duplicated, right? And I was like, okay, well, what makes me feel good? And that makes me feel good. Everything that I just described to you. So I was like, okay, if I'm going to sit down and be real with myself and be like, okay, well, maybe I'll get back into like content creation and stuff like that. But maybe I can still try to make this stable for me by getting into like, you know, some type of creative design. Maybe I can find like little programs that'll help me get like some type of certificate and like being a creative director, like marketing and stuff like that, or, you know, being a graphic designer, and that'll help with my creativity side, because at least I get to get my hands in something until I can, you know, be able to have my other things pop off the way that I want to. So I was like, okay, instead of like sulking and journaling and doing all that stuff, what if I were to take everything that I'm saying now and put it into an editorial style magazine that talks all about being, you know, early in your 20s and being confused and being multifaceted and how it could be like a double-edged sword, right? And so that's pretty much how Confused and Utterly Insane came about. I started the magazine and I was like, okay, what would I call this? I already had like the idea in mind. I was like, what would I call this? And my conclusion was, I was like, okay, if I sit back and I ask myself right now, how do I feel like 90% of the time? If someone asks me, Destiny, how do you feel right now about you just being early, you know, you being in your early 20s and having all this stuff set for you? How do you feel? I would tell them I feel confused and utterly insane, because following your dreams and following your passions make you feel confused and utterly insane. No one sits here with a rule for most of us. No one has like a rule guide. No one has a mentor to tell you how to run a business, to tell you how to do this and tell you how to do that. You kind of just have to do trial and error and learn on your own and, you know, use the resources given to you to do your own work. If you don't have money for someone to sit there and teach you, or if you don't have a figure in your family or anybody like that close to you that can literally give you the step by step and how they did it, you know, and just because they gave you a step by step on how they did something doesn't mean it's going to work for you. So you're still stuck with trial and error and trying to figure out what works for you. You know what I mean? So having dreams and passions, especially if, like, creative dreams and passions, could literally make you feel insane, because I feel like you do have to be a certain sense of delusional in order for you to achieve everything that you want to achieve. Starting a business is not easy. You have to be delusional to see the end goal before it even happens. You have to assume that this is what's gonna, what the outcome is gonna be. And this is why all the struggling and all the learning and all the whatever else, the hardship that comes with it, is worth it. Otherwise, you quit like everybody else that does it, right? It's not for everyone. Same thing with, like, modeling. Modeling is not a super easy thing to get into, especially when it comes to if you want to get signed by an agency. You go through a lot of rejections. Like, I've been through some rejections, you know what I mean? And still haven't found an agency that would that feels like they can align with what I'm trying to align with. So sometimes it can be really hard. Even, like, the best models has gotten rejected, and you're going to get rejected over and over and over until you get that one yes. But you have to be delusional enough to keep telling yourself, you know what, despite all the 1500 rejections I got, I'm going to apply to 500 more companies, and one of these companies are going to say, yes, I need you. And then it happens. That's just what it is. But it makes you feel confused about the direction that you want to go and how you want to, you know, make these dreams happen. And utterly insane, because you get to a point where you'd be like, am I just delusional? Like, am I the only person that feels like this can happen for me or no? So that is confused and utterly insane. And at first I was just going to keep it as, like, a magazine, because I truly thought it was, like, a really interesting thing to, like, keep to myself and, like, keep to myself to look through it, and maybe, like, you know, when I'm 30, I make another, or 25, or when I'm 30, I make another edition of it, talking about my perspective now, so I can look back over the years and be like, wow, this is, like, look at my perspective and how my mind grown. You know, it's kind of the same thing with, like, journaling, but, like, more in a creative way. That's how I thought about it. But then I was like, you know what, maybe I could turn this into, like, a podcast or something like that. I think it'll be nice to let it be seen to people, because I feel like maybe I'm not the only person that feels like that. And I would like to hear other people's, like, perspectives and their takes on how they're navigating their 20s. And, you know, or if you're 30 or if you're 40 or 50, how did you navigate being young, and how do you navigate now? What's your perspective? How did things change? Like, I would love to hear from other people and, you know, see, maybe give us some advice, you know, I don't know. I just feel like it could be something like a community type effort. So I decided that I was going to put it out into the world. And if it does good, great. And if it doesn't, whatever. But I still think it's, like, a really cool thing. And it helped spark up my creativity again. So I'm so glad that I did it. And I'm very happy about it. So I also find it very interesting that I feel like you being multifaceted in a lot of different passions can ultimately make you be paralyzed and do nothing, and that scares me. Outside of working a job that I'm gonna hate when I'm 30, it's also doing nothing, because I was so, like, almost caught up in trying to consume so much, thinking that it'll give me direction, when really it just deterred me from creating anything at all. So I do kind of have that perspective too now, where it's like, instead of consuming so much to create, just create and see where your brain takes you. And I feel like that's the best way to do it. I really think consuming too much social media could be detrimental to the creative space. I think it's nice to go on there here and there when you need a spark of, you know, motivation, or spark your creativity back up. You need an idea, right? You need some type of direction. I think sometimes with creativity, it's hard to just create things. Sometimes you need a little bit of a directional push. You need an idea, you need a theme. And then from there, you can kind of make it into your own, start playing around with things, and then it becomes something. That's a way that it works, at least for me too, sometimes. So going to social media can be a great tool, but also if you use it too much, it can hinder you. And I've had times where I was like, you know what, I'm going to go to social media. Maybe I need to create some posts for my business. I need a business idea. You know, I need this, I need that. I need to create content for my business, and I don't know what to post. And it helps me. And I'm like, okay, I found a couple ideas. And then I get stuck into doom scrolling, and then I get self-critical, and it becomes like, oh, you know, it went from, oh yeah, this is a good idea, I can try something like this. Oh, this is good, I can try something like this, to, okay, what am I doing wrong? You know, why doesn't my content look like this? Can I create something like this? Or maybe I need more capital for this and this. And I want to have my page look like this, but I can't afford to do this. Like, it becomes so much bigger than me. And it makes me ultimately not want to do anything. Now I went from being productive and being like, you know what, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this and I'm going to shoot this and I'm going to post this today, to, you know what, I think I'm going to wait because maybe I need more capital. Maybe if I post this right now, I'm going to look like I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I'm not aligning with the brand aesthetic anymore. It just dwindles from there. And it's just so not healthy. I do want to make it like an actual official like podcast where I have like a whole little room and set up stuff and I can invite guests and stuff to come on and we kind of talk and talk about, you know, all that type of stuff. And maybe it'd be like a little inspiring thing, not just for me, but for y'all as well. And yeah, so I hope you like the concept of everything. It made me realize how much that I don't want to do anything that doesn't allow me to be creative. I feel like when I'm not in a space, when I'm stuck in a space to where everything is already set for me, I get bored very quickly and I feel like I'm not accomplishing anything. Like, making this video now makes me feel like, okay, I'm one step closer to my goal. You know, I feel okay about that. Versus if I were to go off and go to college for like med school or something like that, knowing that I'm not really passionate in med school, it would make me feel like crap. I always wanted to be in a creative space. Ever since I was younger, I've always wanted to be in a creative space. I love fashion. I always wanted to be, you know, in the hands of fashion and like editorial and stuff like that. When I was little, I remember watching like my mom, she would like have her, she would make her own sketches of like dresses and outfits and stuff like that because she was really like big on trying to make her own clothing line. And that was like the coolest thing for me. And I feel like that kind of followed me into my adulthood. And as I got older and I started to deal with fashion and all the other stuff, I started to really develop a true love for fashion and its art form. I think that fashion is almost a way to express, it's a way to express yourself. You know what I mean? It's your way to show your creativity. And I don't mean like fast fashion, I mean like real fashion. That's why I love thrifting so much, because thrifting is just hand-me-downs, but it's the way that people are utilizing these pieces and putting them together and making a whole new form of like almost genre of clothing that we don't even think about, you know? Like, I don't know, I just really enjoy putting things together. I enjoy watching people putting things together when it comes to fashion, and I love it. I love it. Just like I love like the modeling aspect and stuff. I love fashion. I would do anything to model and walk for Diesel. Oh my gosh. Like, I would love that so much. I would love to walk for Louis Vuitton if I could. Like, I would love to do those things in the future. Like, that would be like the greatest thing ever. Even if I like couldn't even walk in them, I would love to just get invited to them and be in those spaces. Like, I think that I would love to be around that space all the time. I just love fashion. It's always been a part of me. And I think that's why I also decided to have like a more editorial approach to this, because I'm using the things that I love, you know, I love and I look for inspiration to as a creative, to kind of channel my own thing. And I feel like that's why it's good, and that's why I like it, and I'm happy, and I hope you guys like this too. So I'm gonna put it out into the world. I'm gonna see what you guys like in your opinions and stuff, and hopefully you like this just as much as I like the concept of it. And it goes very far in the future, so I'm excited to share this with you. If you want to follow along with this journey, make sure you subscribe to the channel, because more episodes will be coming soon.